Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea. Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever.
Is this episode 50?
51, I think.
Oh, it's 51?
We're old. We've been doing this for a minute.
I know.
I feel like the Golden Girls.
I know. Okay. Well, fun fact. My family loves the Golden Girls. Like,
really?
Loves. Has them all, like, on DVD, can quote them all.
I didn't know that Ryan likes the Golden Girls.
I mean,
she doesn't. She just knows it so much. I just remember one time there was like an... We were hanging out and like there was an episode on, of course, it being on at your house, and you were like quoting it verbatim. And I was like, oh, this girl like knows the Golden Girls. So that's like a super like niche fun fact that
my siblings, they're young, like they're way younger than me, right? But like my parents watched it around them. So they were like 6, 7, 8, like
quoting the Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls. Yeah. And I didn't realize that wasn't, I mean, I knew that like nobody was really watching the Golden Girls unless you were like 80, but I didn't realize how like niche it was until she was like, that's weird. And I was like, oh, I guess that is weird.
She was like, you don't. And I was like, I just really don't. I don't.
I mean, honestly, it's funny. Like, it is funny.
I don't think I've ever seen an episode.
It's funny. I mean, Betty White's in it.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And that's the queen of the world. So it's funny. I enjoy it. Watch an episode of Golden Girls. Honestly, ahead of its time for what it was like back then.
Mm-hmm. Really?
It's like. Old, like older women, like very raunchy, like they still talk about like sex and like their relationships and stuff. And they're like literally so old.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And they all live together and it's like this like very girl power moment.
It's us.
It's us. I mean, us when we're 80. Yeah. Yeah. Like it's very much that.
And this episode is brought to you by the Golden Girls.
How are you ladies doing? Like, I mean, what's up? Like, I don't, let me try that,
that
again.
That was very, what has everybody been up to? What is the hot gossip?
Yeah, hot gossip. Unlike, when you know when you're in the Zoom? The Zoom. When you're catching up with, like, your coworkers, you're like, so, how's everybody been? Like,
good. All right, I'm honestly just wanting the tea because I've been holding myself together because I want to chat and catch up.
Right.
But I'm like, turn the cameras on.
Yeah. Right. And I think we are going to make this like a regular thing where, because we batch film once a month, one episode a month. The first one we film is always going to be a catch up episode.
Yes.
Just like sit down, shoot the shit, talk about whatever we want to, what we've been up to. And that honestly comes from you guys because we love to do this, but we're like, we should keep those to a minimum, you know?
Right.
It's good to have a topic. And you guys in the comments are like, no, we like this.
Right, just talk. Like, just talk.
Yeah.
No format, no topic, just say things.
Yeah, we're like, we should like inform or something. No, just run your mouth.
Yep.
Okay.
So once a month, we will run our mouths with no plan. And that's today.
Yep. Well, before we get into the rambling of it all, because as you know, that's what we do.
Okay, so I have a message to read from the group chat. If you're new to the podcast, we read messages from you guys that you text us to our text line every episode. So if you want to be part of it, you can text us at 917-810-3045. And I almost mixed up those last two numbers again, but I got it right.
Okay.
I was like, 545. All right, so from Anonymous, we have, hi to my favorite 20 whatevers. I absolutely love all the topics you address. And since you're all in relationships, I was wondering how you met your partners. I'm 22 and I've never been in a relationship and was debating trying a dating app. What are your thoughts on dating apps?
I met my boyfriend on a dating app, Hinge, and I absolutely could not be happier. So I definitely think that you can find love on the Hinge apps or on the apps.
Yeah.
I think that's real.
I mean, same. I also met my boyfriend on Hinge. So
success.
I think that it can be successful. It could also be extremely exhausting. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of luck because it's kind of like, when you go on Postmates and you're already hungry. And so everything like looks good, but then you go and you're like, I don't really want that though. But like, I have to pick something because I'm just like hungry. It kind of feels like a game a little bit.
Such a good analogy.
Like, amazing analogy. I'm over here looking at Sierra like, oh, I'm not even going to interrupt.
Oh my God. That's not how it feels.
You know when you're hungry and then you get on Hinge, you're just ravenous.
And then you like order something and then it's like not as good as you thought it was going to be.
You eat it anyways because you're hungry, but you're like,
yeah.
Did that hit like how I want? Like, am I going to order it again?
Right. Probably yes. Not.
Am I going to order seconds, thirds? Yeah. Do I want a side?
Right. I don't know. Always get the side. Yeah, it's kind of like that. But I think that you could have great success on the apps. Definitely take breaks if you've been on there for like weeks and weeks. Mm-hmm. Take a break, like, please. Because respectfully, the people that are on Hinge will probably stay on Hinge for a while. So if you see somebody, you'll probably see them again. If you feel like you missed your opportunity, they'll come back around. Anyway.
I think that's good advice, though, that like, yeah, it works. But like, kind of prepare yourself to not like find someone immediately and to kind of get exhausted at points. Because it's a lot.
Yeah. It's like swiping. Like, it really is just like, it kind of feels like when you're swiping on Instagram or something for a long time, you're just like, you get exhausted, you close the app, you move on, you come back and you're doing it again. And it's like, we might need to like take a moment.
Yeah. But I definitely think it's a great tool if you are looking to start dating and meeting someone. So rather than like approaching someone at a bar, definitely starting on Hinge or anything like any of those dating apps is like a really good place just for like even practice. I mean, that's what dating is. It's like just going on first dates. So, you know, I think that's
and
a great place to
start.
I'm
pretty sure that they said that they hadn't been in a relationship before.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, use this for like funsies.
Absolutely.
You know,
and like low stakes too.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you're putting yourself out there, but you're in control of how much you're sharing right off the bat versus like meeting a mutual friend who may already know things about you or, you know, like any of those kind of things. Like, it does kind of have that lower stakes of like, you don't have to see them again.
Right.
Yeah. If it doesn't work out.
Yeah. Right.
You're not going to run into them at your next like friend hangout. Because they're not part of your, you know, circle.
That actually reminded me, my friend is moving to LA like within the next couple months. And she was like, she's like super excited. And I'm like, also like, you moving to a new city genuinely means that you can like reinvent yourself. Like nobody here knows you. Like you could have an accent for all I care. Like you can totally switch it up and like be somebody different and new because you're moving to a new city. So maybe look at it like that too. Like these people don't know you. And like, maybe if there's something that you are aspiring to be or like something that you want to get into, like that would be the time to like add that to your little personality like moment while meeting these new people.
Yeah, like you get to put your best foot forward.
Absolutely. And I hate to even bring this up, but you saying that going to a new city makes you feel like you can reinvent yourself made me think of when I had to start a new school, and so I reinvented myself as well. I didn't choose I'm like my heart's racing because I'm so embarrassed to even say this. But when I started high school, when I started this new high school, I went in and had a British accent and lied. And for the longest time went by Lola.
No. How long?
I'm shaking because I'm so embarrassed. If you know me from that school, no, you don't. I went there 1 year.
No, they don't know Paloma. They know Lola.
Lola.
So I was, my name was Lola for so long and I was trying to I was trying to copy that girl from Zoe 101 who also had the accent. This is a terrible accent. Please, please don't come
Paloma,
for me.
Did you get this idea from Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen? No, didn't she go by Lola?
I got it from Zoe 101 when the girl showed up at PCA. And I'm so embarrassed. So I'm going to ride this embarrassment. And I didn't.
Right.
My parents didn't find out until my mom picked me up from school. And then I had a friend finally come over from the new school. And I was like, oh, it's my friend, Vanessa, blah, blah, blah. She's like, yeah, Lola, Lola, Lola. And my mom was like, why is she calling you Lola? And I was like, oh, like, that's like my nickname and blah, blah, blah. And so for months and months and months and months, I finally was like, I'm over it. And then I was just like, I'm just kidding. My name's Paloma.
Everybody, what was the reaction?
People were just like, That's so weird. Like, you don't. Like, I totally. Why? Believe,
like, they were like surprised.
They were just like, that's so weird, but like, I guess, cool. And I was just like, I was the new kid. So, like, I guess they were just like, you're a new weird kid. So, like, cool. Right.
Did you tell your teachers that too?
I wrote Lola on my paper. Like, I did.
You were committed to the bit.
It was so ugly. And I actually, like, I'm embarrassed. So, you know what? Just take this to the grave, you guys.
This is for us.
This is between us.
Yeah, this is between us. But yeah, so
okay.
Embarrassing. I can't believe I shared that with you guys. For what?
So maybe don't pretend to have a fake British accent on a dating app. But like, also it might work out. So
right, and maybe they're into like that bit, and then that's your guys's like thing. I don't know.
I think my point was you can reinvent yourself.
She's just confessing things. She just had to get that off her chest.
She's been sitting on that one.
Yeah. I'm like, I had to get that off my chest.
I love the thought that there's like some kid from your middle school who like didn't hear about it back then and is like listening to this now. Like,
It's happening. Oh my God. We didn't even talk about it.
Okay. Hold on. We have to pause. We'll be right back. And then we'll tell you everything.
You know.
Okay. Sorry. We're back. I feel like there's like a couple context things that we have to give from like us just leaving. Up and leaving. So first is the reason we got up and left is because I've been raising monarch caterpillars, if you've been following on the vlog. And
shameless self-plug. That's nice. That's
right?
Nice.
Right? Or TikTok at Schultzy. Check it out. Right? I mean, just go through the LinkedIn. Perhaps. No, I don't go on LinkedIn. But if I did, I would post about my monarch caterpillars.
Right.
So they, yesterday, four of them went into the chrysalis stage, where they like hang upside down and go into their little, what is not a cocoon, because it is actually not forming around them, but it is their body, right? So like a cocoon is like they form it around them.
Mm-hmm.
A chrysalis literally secretes from their body and it becomes them.
I don't like that word.
Secretes?
Yeah.
You also might not like the word that they call it when they're secreting the juices and becoming a chrysalis. It's called pupating.
No.
Isn't that a bad word?
Yeah.
To pupate?
Yeah.
It sounds like something my pubes are doing.
Right?
You're pupating.
Ew.
Like, I'm on, like, a couple, like, monarch groups now, and, like, people will be like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. They're starting to pupate. And I'm like, oh, like, I get it. Like, I'm excited about mine pupating, too, but, like, that just feels wrong.
You're on pupation talk?
Yes, I'm on pupation talk.
Golly.
So they started to pupate yesterday.
Okay.
And then this morning, one of them was in their J-hang, like, getting, like, kind of pulsating, getting ready to pupate.
What did we say about the pulsating?
I know. God.
Pulsate, pupate. What was the other
secrete.
One? Secrete.
Sorry.
Undulate.
Throbbing. Yeah. They were doing quivering. That as well. Quivering.
Jesus.
And right before we started filming, it started to turn green. And I was like, oh my God, it's going to happen. And so we're all like sitting down there watching it, but then it wasn't happening. So we're like, okay, we have to go up and film the episode. But Jaden is working in the office. And we're like, if you see it happen when you're going downstairs, like, you can come get us.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so that's what happened. That's one what of happened. Them. And we got to see it go into a chrysalis.
And my guy's body was like,
oh, yeah. Literally.
I was like, oh,
like,
my gosh.
I almost said he was like jerking.
Yeah.
But like, that is also not helpful with the other word situation that we are doing here.
He's jerking. No, he's pupating.
Well, he's secreting.
Jeez Louise.
So yeah, I've been raising monarch butterflies. We got to go see one of them go into the chrysalis. And what did you guys think of it?
I thought it was cool. I mean, Paloma and I were looking at each other like, wow, this is like for real, like circle of life type shit, like nature, like watching nature happen. Like, obviously, we know that like butterflies come from the cat. Like, we know this stuff, but like who's ever like
watching
it happen?
Intensely.
Right.
Yeah. So that was really cool.
Yeah.
But also kind of gross. I don't like bugs, so it's not like my favorite thing to do. But it was cool.
And this is especially kind of like a weird thing to witness. Steven is usually like very even keeled with all sorts of biology stuff. Cause like before he was a computer science major, like he was a biology major and like he wanted to do all of that. So he's like very familiar with biology. And when we saw the first one go into the chrysalis yesterday, he goes, I wouldn't usually say this, but this is kind of fucking weird. He's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Like he was very genuinely like confused and like surprised. And again, like you said, like, I know this is how it works. And like, we're taught from a very young age, right? Like metamorphosis.
Right.
But watching a little caterpillar secrete a green juice from its body and then form into a chrysalis and wiggle around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about it that is a little unsettling.
Also in real time, because when we watch it on like National Geographic, they speed it up.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Or they're like, it's been 3 days and like this is the thing that happened. Yeah. But like to literally watch it like go into the thing.
Well, and you turn to Sierra and we're like, does that hurt it? And you look back with wide eyes. We're like, I don't know.
I'm like, I'm like, does it hurt to like do this whole process? But like, I don't. How would we know?
You know how in documentaries it's always like a British man like narrating it. We needed Lola.
You're so. Who needs Morgan Freeman
when we have Lola?
You bitches. I'm never going to live this down.
I love that we went to see the caterpillar, but I hate that we interrupted that.
I know.
Because that was like such a good, just golden moment. And you know what I was thinking about too? There's another influencer who has talked about how when he was in high school, he made up that he had a British accent for an extended period of time. And do you know who it is?
Who?
Hank Green.
No. No way.
Yes.
Oh, I'm dead.
So you are in the same league as Hank Green.
That's great.
I like it.
Yeah.
She's like, if you like it, I love it.
If you ever meet Hank Green,
I'm going to be like, you and I have a lot more in common than you think.
You're like, hi, I'm Lola. He's like, who are you?
Who the hell are you?
Yeah. I love that. Honestly.
I just wanted to see if I had the acting chops. I just wanted to see if I could do it.
So it was like a method acting experience, except you weren't cast in a British role. You were just doing it for you.
Yeah, like just me. And because I knew that since I started the new school, I was going to have to introduce myself. So like that's when I had the opportunity to be like, I'm Lola. And on the times when they would say my name, I remember like going after like to the class and be like, oh yeah, that is my legal name, but like I'm going by Lola. And the teacher was just like, okay.
Right, because you can't, because they were really always care. Like, and I remember they would also be like, do you have a nickname? Would you rather go by like this thing?
Yeah, so it was like, the teachers were just like, okay. Yeah. And then the kids didn't know.
It's not Paloma, it's Palola.
Yeah,
Palola.
Yeah, Palola.
And, but why the accent? Like I just, and so when I finally told my mom, she was like, you've been doing what?
Right.
She was like, oh my God, these friends are like, Lola, wait for me, Lola. My dad, like, to this day is like, oh, yeah, when she was pretending to be this Lola girl. And I still remember her friends calling her. To this day, all the friends from that high school call me Lola. No one calls me Paloma from that school.
Right.
I love that.
Iconic. So that's that. This is real. This is me.
Camp Rock vibes.
Okay. I feel like the last thing we have to touch on before we can move on from the caterpillar debacle, your poor hand.
The injury.
So we had an injury.
We did have an injury. As we were bolting down the stairs to see the chrysalises or whatever. No, it's not a chrysalis.
Yeah.
Oh, it is
a
chrysalis. Okay. It's not a cocoon.
Yes.
A chrysalis. As we were running down the stairs to see the chrysalises, I was like holding on to the railing and my body was more excited than like my other limbs, like my hand. And I kept running down the stairs, but my arm, like my wrist, was caught on the
banister.
The banister. And I got stuck there, and then I ripped it out, and then I was just shouting profanities. And then Sierra got me some, what are these?
Green beans.
Green beans. Extra fine green beans for my wrist.
I pulled them out of the freezer, and because I was going to get you like a bag of ice, but like in my family growing up, like we did not ever use a bag of ice. Like it was always frozen peas.
Agreed.
Literally same.
Peas. So I like was going to get you a bag of ice. And then I was like, maybe she's like, maybe this is not just like a my family thing and it's okay. So I took out the green beans. I was like, maybe this is weird, but like I've always just used frozen vegetables. You were like, no, me too. I was like, okay, cool.
Perfect.
Here's some green beans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my wrist hurts very badly and I feel like I should probably take off my rings because I feel like my fingers are going to swell a little bit. So I'm going to do that. But we good. We're good. So if you see some green beans, just, you know, we're going to eat these later.
Whatever. Steam them.
Yeah. Steam them.
Can you give us some ASMR with the with that bag?
I can give you some
ASMR. For our audio listeners.
I love it. I'm hearing it like, damn, this is good.
There must be like a missing connection in my brain where I like don't understand ASMR. Like I'm hearing those sounds.
Right.
And to me, it's just like the same as like, I don't know, like shutting a car door. Like you don't think about, I'm not like, ooh.
It doesn't scratch your brain.
It doesn't.
It scratches my brain. Yeah, like, it feels real good.
What does scratch your brain then?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't know.
The journey to find that out.
Right. Caterpillars.
Pupation.
Pupation. Doesn't the word
secretions scratch my brain?
Jeez. I think those words scratch your brain, like secretion. But because that's because like, it, and when I hear like a good word like that, right, that makes me scratch. Like I always repeat it.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's okay. Why people like saying like cuss words. There have actually been some studies done that there are certain words that the way that you say them and like the connotation of what it is makes your body like release endorphins, like serotonin.
Really?
So like the word fuck, right? Yeah. The way that it said, like that is just a good feeling word.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And so they don't know for sure if it's the feeling of the word, right? Like if that meant something else, would it feel that right, good? Or right. is it the fact that it-
It's like a bad word or
and
whatever.
It's like expelling some sort of like tension.
Yeah.
But it does, there have been studies that show that there are certain words that the way that you say them makes you feel good.
Creamy, crispy cracker.
Crunchy R's.
Crunchy R's. We were just talking about this
girl, a creamy, crispy cracker. Yeah.
I do like that.
Okay.
Okay. But, so the crunchy R's.
Maybe
crunchy.
I'm a crunchy R girl.
Crunchy R's.
Just like there's certain words. Which, by the way, speaking of the F word, I'm actually trying to pull a Sierra where I don't use it unless it's like necessary because I want it to have that oomph now. Like right. I feel like my fucks have like last, like they've.
Yeah, they're just whatever.
Blown in the wind. I need them to when I say them, I'm like secreting a feeling better.
Enough.
You're just really oozing.
Yeah, just.
Ew.
And that's all I just wanted to say. How are you doing with your hand over there, buddy?
It definitely hurts, but you know, we're laughing through it. It's all good. Listen, what back in the day, they'd be like, just give me some whiskey just to numb the pain. This is not whiskey. It's a White Claw, but you know, same vein, same thing.
The doctor prescribed you a White Claw yes. and some frozen green beans yep. for your hurt hand.
And I'll be fine.
Tea. That's the tea.
That is the tea.
Isn't it crazy, though, to think about that, like, modern medicine is kind of like a new thing? Like, it wasn't that long ago that they would have been like, here, oh, your baby is teething and crying? Take some cocaine. Like, but they,
right.
I'm sorry, right. they really be saying put some thimble and like rub it on the gums of the baby.
Right.
Like that's, I'm sorry, but like, I feel like I've potentially seen like an auntie do that. And like, I know that was not right to right. do. Like, but like, in retrospect, I'm like, but like oh, that, just a little
what,
thimble.
That's
and I'm
what like, it was. Like, that's what it was. If you don't have the medicine, like you don't have the.
And just the fact that like we didn't know
right.
about like
right.
things being bad or like,
right.
like even it wasn't that long ago that people were being prescribed like bloodletting. Like.
You, what?
Ma'am, I have a toothache.
Right. As hell. Right.
They'd be like, take a shot of whiskey and then pour it on your open wound and you'll be good.
I truly was feeling that. I've never watched Game of Thrones. And so right now I'm like rewatching Ooh. The entire thing. And in the show, it's TBT, a long time ago, no medicine. They're putting leeches on this guy. And I'm like,
right.
oh my God. Right. So they really be like, there's nothing other option. And watching right. them like use obviously things that don't work, like leeches right. on his already decrepit hand like
right I just, right I, right
but anyways
that's where I feel like I'm like a little crunchy in some ways like scrunchy but not about medicine
oh no
mm-hmm. No I'm like give me all the medicine
right
like, bless science
yes
bless all of the doctors and scientists out there who have made medicine a thing who yep. have made good healthcare a thing
yep
give me all of that but also like I'm gonna do my other little like non-harmful crunchy things.
Right.
Yeah.
Scrunchy.
Yeah.
Like raising scrunchy. Caterpillars on my kitchen counter.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
I also like you saying I'm raising them. You know, like you're not like right. oh, I have some butterflies. Like I'm raising some.
I'm a mother. Yeah.
I'm a mother. Exactly.
We've been calling her mother of butterflies, like Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's,
mother of monarchs.
That's gorgeous.
Oh,
that's,
oh wait, monarch.
Let's write that one down. I really like that
mother
one.
Mother of monarchs.
That's hot.
That is hot.
Imagine me just like, imagine next year, because this year I only raised 7, but imagine next year I raise like 50 and they're so strong they could like they carry could, me off flying. Into the sunset. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, like mm-hmm.
You're like butterflies. You snap and then yeah.
they just
come
out. Could you imagine a really great shot, though, if you were able to have, like, a bunch of butterflies and we could just
around
unzip
you?
Them and then Sierra do, like a lift and then the butterflies come behind her?
Great short form.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great oh,
wow.
short form.
Great short form.
Or we release them and you start spinning and you're just, like,
yeah.
a great Taylor Swift song's in the background. Like, Ooh. That would
you
really
have on
well.
Your new flowy skirts.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are we, like?
My content directors.
We'll take it to the garden.
Right.
Well, I guess now we could jump into the how the hell are ya? Okay.
Yeah.
What has everybody been up to? What is the 411?
Well, okay. Well, I have one to jump off with. So the day after we filmed the last time, so a month ago, it was Father's Day weekend, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I left to go back to LA for a quick like release album party, and then I was going to come back to celebrate Father's Day. I got into Ryan and I got into a car accident.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like car totaled, like got into a car accident, and I was on my way like back to San Diego. So I didn't even come back and like celebrate Father's Day or anything because we got into the car accident. And I was like, well, I'm not going.
Oh my gosh.
Because yeah, it was really scary. But we were fine with no injuries or anything on good. Either parties. But it was definitely like a car accident that was like traumatic.
Yeah.
So like after that, like after obviously all of the insurance stuff and all of that, like Ryan and I got back home and we just like stared at each other for like a minute and we were like, are you okay? Like that was really scary. And then it was really hard to get back into cars for like a few days after that. Like it was mm-hmm. just like I was stressed. Like I would be in the car like squeezing poor Ryan. I was squeezing his hand because I was like so like ready to like hit a car, like get hit by a car.
Yeah,
that sucked. But now he's the proud owner of a Tesla, so ooh, it's all good. He was like, I need a car that has the brake thing, like the automatic
the brake detection. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he was like, I need that. Like we're done now. We yeah. need to have like this like a really safe, smart car. So now he has a Tesla, which is great. But yeah, that happened literally the day after we filmed.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It was scary, but we're good. So that's all that matters. And now I got a Tesla. So.
Passenger princess.
Speaking of passenger princess, so we went to go test drive the car, and the guy who was walking us through the whole thing and like talking to us was like, "Oh, do you both want to test drive it?" And I was like, "Oh, no." And he was like, "Oh, you don't want it." And Ryan was like, "You know what?" I was like, "I am the passenger princess. I will never be driving this car, so there's no need for me to drive it."
I need to test out how comfy the passenger seat is, what the mirror looks like, how the buttons feel.
I want to touch the iPad thing that's in the I want to do it all. And then we got back and the guy was like, "Okay." He skipped around. He was like, "So how did you feel?" I was like, "Oh, I liked it. It was a very smooth ride. I was very cool. It was really good." But yeah, so that literally happened the day after we filmed. So
life is so crazy. Like getting that call from you was so
right.
When crazy situations that are so abrupt, you know, where it's like, I'm like, I just saw you. Like, we just wrapped. And then the next day I was like, "Hey, girl." And she was like, "We just got into a car accident, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "What the heck?" And I knew you were already traveling back to San Diego.
Yeah.
And
then she's like, such like a tight turnaround.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And so I had to call her because I was like, "My mom's going to call you to get your to get my shit so you can bring it back to L.A. And I was like, because I had left all my stuff at home because I was literally coming right back. And I was like, "Well, Paloma, please, my mom's going to call you, handle the stuff. I'm so sorry. I have nothing to say. I got to go. Bye." Like, but also in that same like time, that specific situation was like obviously really hard on Ryan because it was Ryan's car and his whole situation. But because we were there together, like that brought us like really close. You know, when traumatic shit happens, that brings you closer to people. And so we had like a moment of like closeness, which is like great. Tragic that we had to go through a car accident. But after that, we were like, "Okay, I think we just leveled up in the relationship. Awesome. Okay, great. Moving on."
Well, I'm glad you guys had each other to like lean on through that.
Yeah. I think it would have been way scarier if it was one of us. Like if I got in a car accident, I called him, or like vice versa. We were okay. We're good. I mean, obviously we're good. Sorry, that's such a low note. Somebody say something fun. Something lighten it up.
I know. I'm trying to think what I have been up to, but I feel like my update is like so adult life. Like now that I'm in my new place, now real life is starting to happen. And for example, my washer broke and it flooded the entire like living room, bathroom situation. And I didn't know until I walked over and there was like water. And I was like, holy Jesus. And like it felt extra heavy because we're going to host Ryan's mom for the first time. And so we're like mid cleaning the house to perfection. And then the washer breaks and just floods our home. So that was very like, okay, so we need to get a washer. Let's do that quickly. And then like within the hour, the Apple TV broke. So like our TV ended up broke. It was very much like, I was like the adults say, Ryan, when it rains, it pours. It felt like that.
Right.
And so just very like, okay, so we're going to problem solve, and what are we going to do? Well, looks like we have to do this and calling insurance and stuff and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So just interesting how life be lifing sometimes, you know,
and adult
you have to adult. And I've never had to replace a washer or get a washer.
Right.
How'd you get all the water out?
all the towels. I literally just like opened the cupboard and threw every towel we owned onto the ground and then just got a bucket and was just like mopping that up and just trying to save the baseboards because they were just giving wetness. And I was like, oh, God.
We had our washer break and overflow at our old apartment. Mm. Same thing. We were sitting on the couch and we had like the washer dryer was like in a closet in the living room. So we're sitting on the couch and all of a sudden Steven puts his feet on the floor like from the ottoman and he's like, oh, there was like probably this much water, yes, like a couple like inches. And so we got all the towels. We did the same thing. And then we had to get like a bunch of fans in there because they and we were in the apartment building. So they brought fans and we had our fans and like Steven's mom drove over their fans. But they were worried about mold.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Because even if you sop up all the water, like it's still, like you said, soaking into the baseboards.
Right.
So, this is a first time experience for me, like having a home and like,
right.
I'm like, oh, so this is, we need a weed whacker. Ha 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 ha. But like, right. I'm a young 27-year-old. I don't know these kind of things. Like, it's right. So true. I know that I even feel like silly updating it, but it's like, what's up with you? I'm like, adulting stuff. Like, right. I also had to make a dentist appointment. It's just been a lot of that stuff. I know last time I was like, oh, I went to Nashville and I was I'm keeping it real with you right now. It's just a lot of adulting.
Right. Right.
Hey, but you're doing it.
Yeah. We are doing it. And I really want to emphasize how awesome it has been. Like, even though like everything in the household, it feels like it's a little bit falling apart. It feels so good to know that Ryan and I are so strong, like through this, and the amount of communication and like, our just relationship getting through this makes me feel so confident that we can handle things when the whole house is flooded, when we got to do emergency stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And it just, it makes me feel like really good and happy and secure in our relationship. So yes, the house is flooded, but I'm like, but baby, we're together.
Right. Yeah, right.
We
can
get through anything.
Right. I love that.
I love that.
So it feels really good. So
also, we just said, I love that. And there's a comment on our last video where somebody's like, the amount of times you guys say, I love that in every episode. And I was like, I didn't even notice it. And then we both said it at the same time. And I was like, oh, that's what they're talking about. That. I love that.
But love I do
that.
Love that. I do love that. That.
And like, I love that for us.
I love that for us. And I love that. We're loving it.
Right.
I love that.
And they know that we love it.
Yes. Right. And I do love that your relationship with your boyfriend is amazing. And I love that for you.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I asked. We hung out.
That is an update.
Well, yeah. Not to. Sorry. See ya, bro.
I had my moment about my monarch.
You.
Oh, yeah. I'm good. Oh, yeah. I'm good.
You did. We hung out because we hadn't seen each other since the last time we filmed. Because we were supposed to see each other. We were supposed to ride back to LA together after we filmed Father's Day weekend. But obviously, I didn't go back. And then you like went on vacation with your family or whatever. Like you were out doing
stuff. Yeah, for 4th of July.
Yep. And I was like not trying to get in the car for like a week. So we didn't see each other for over a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like over a month. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a long time.
I know.
And then we had planned. We were like, okay, we're going to have a sleepover on this day. And then the next, so we had a sleepover. It was great. All we did was talk, obviously. And then the next day I was supposed to go home and she was like, well, you could stay again. And I was like, all right, I'll stay again. Stay it again. Next night. She's like, I'm supposed to go home. She's like, you can stay again. So I stayed 3 days after
she stayed
house.
For 3 nights.
That is so like high school summer.
I know.
Right? Like that's my favorite thing. Like when you end up going to a friend's house and then you stay like, you practically move in.
Yeah.
Literally. I love that.
Yeah. And that's Ryan was out of town. So it was just the two girly pops in the house. And so I would just text Ryan like, hey, Ryan's still here. So, like, I'll talk to you later. And so then I'm like, hey, she's staying over another night. And he's like, wow, this is adult like sleepovers. Like you don't have to ask for permission. You can just go.
Yeah.
He's like, I did see the ring. I see that you guys got Taco Bell. I'm like, yes, we did.
Yeah.
I got Taco Bell last week because did you hear the lava sauce is back?
Yes.
What?
Dude, the lava sauce is fire.
Bruh, I told you that we could get it, but I didn't know if you wanted your booty hole a bit distinct. I did tell you that. Remember?
Oh, that's
I was like, do we want lava out the booty hole? We're going to be drinking. I don't know. And we were being smart, but we did want to try
okay.
the volcano.
Volcano sauce, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do remember the booty hole comment. So yeah. I do.
Because you were like, oh, what's this? Is it new? And I was like, unless if you want. Respectfully.
No,
but lava,
I mean,
at that moment, we had to be smart. Right. There's going to be alcohol. You can't do Taco Bell.
Right.
Taco Bell. Okay. Alcohol. Okay.
Taco Bell
and alcohol. That's again maybe something I'm too old for.
I'm old enough to know that that's not the right choice.
Or if I make the choice, I might have some issues. But that's okay if that's the choice I made.
And you're a grown woman to know that you did it, so you got a booty hole. So.
Yeah,
that's the consequence of your actions.
That's the consequence of your actions.
Yes.
Speaking of hot things, this summer.
Oh yes. Right. That's yes. one of the things we were going to talk about is like what we, I love that segue, what we've completed from our summer bucket list.
Yes. Yes.
Good one, Jess.
Good. Thank you.
I don't think Taco Bell lava sauce was on there, but like, listen, check.
Yeah. We added to the list just so we could check it off.
Yep.
So on my bucket list, I had that I wanted to do more like yard sales and like swap meets and things like that. And I went to a yard sale slash party, which I was like,
love that.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the concept? Like, never heard of it, never seen it, but like, I'm super down. So I went over there and there was a bunch, like, it was at someone's house. So I guess it was like a garage sale type vibe. And it was at someone's house, but there was a bunch of other people, like their friends, that were also like getting rid of stuff. So it was a bunch of little, like, definitely not booths. There was like six people there, but like little sections of each people's thing. And then they also had like coffee and little cakes, and they also had like beers and like mimosas and stuff. Like, it was really cute.
That is so genius.
And so you like went up to get your little beer or whatever, and then like walk around and like shop.
And everything in the house is, you can take it.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Exactly. Like, it was really, really cute. And I was like, noted, noted. I want to do something like this.
Yeah.
Right.
So we did that. And then after we did that, we went over to downtown and went to the Grand Central Market to get food. And there was like so much food in there. They have little thrifty things like in the lower level. And then we went to the Last Bookstore, which is like,
I'm sure
you guys have heard of it. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, it kind of gives like Harry Potter vibes because it's like darker in there and the like the architecture is really like just cool. So, and I had never been in there. So we went in there. I was just walking around. I was looking at records because Jess got me a record player for my birthday this year. So now I'm like doing the record thing, you know. Now that's like my new personality. I'm like looking through them all. And I look up and there's this man standing in front of me and I'm looking at him and I'm like, I know him, but like, I don't know why or who or what. So I like keep going and I'm kind of looking, you know, I'm like, well, I am in LA. So he literally could be like somebody from something somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, he's from High School Musical, the musical, the series. And I'm like, okay, what's his name? Couldn't think of his name, but he... So whatever, I call Paloma. I'm like, okay, in High School Musical, the musical, the series, and in the camp season, there's that one boy who's like, doesn't talk, and like, he's somebody's brother or something like that, whatever, whatever. And she's like, oh, she's trying to think. And I'm like, I'm going to call my little sister, because she knows what the tea is. So I call her and I'm like, in High School Musical, the musical, the series, in the camp season, like, I'm giving her all the same tea. And she's like, that's Jet. Like,
yes, Jet.
Yes. See? Yep. That you knew, but you...
I wouldn't have known.
No, yeah. But you wouldn't. And I was like, perfect, great. And she was like, is he there? Like, what's the tea? I'm like, yeah, he's standing right in front. Like, he's looking through the records. Like,
so wait. Sorry to interrupt.
No, please.
You're on the phone with your sister.
Yeah.
He's right there.
No, I did walk
is he,
away.
Okay,
How close
were you?
No.
Being like... So the guy from High School Musical, it was not
an Allison Stoner situation.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
That's how I was picturing it in my head. Like him looking through records and you're like,
I'm like, so in High School Musical, I'm looking him dead in his eyes. No, I definitely walked away. I was like, okay, I'm going to walk away because I know he's from High. Now that I know where he's from, I'm like, who is he? Because if I'm going to approach him, I would like to know what the hell I'm talking about. But I also didn't want to approach him. Like, I was like, he's with his dad and like, you know, that's just like wasn't the vibe. And she was like, get a picture. And I was like, no. She's like, bro, get a picture. And I was like, okay, I'd do anything for that girl. So I had to get the picture. So I hang up and I'm with my friend Amy Claire. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to ask, but like, I'm feeling really weird. Like, I don't want to do it, whatever. And she was like, girl, just do it. So I was like, hey, like, excuse me. And he's like, hey, he looks at me and I'm like, there's no way you are him. Like,
yes.
We're here now. And I'm like, hey, are you in High School Musical, the musical series? He's like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, my God, I love that show. I watch it with my sister, blah, blah, blah. Like, can I get a picture with you? And he was like, oh, yeah. And he was wearing like a Disney Plus like sweatshirt. And I was like, not you in your cute little Disney Plus sweatshirt. And then I also realized that, like, I don't know that I would have said that to somebody I didn't know, especially like, because, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, not your cute, like, whatever. But it just came out. So I just said it. And then he was like, thank you. And he was like, I love your outfit. Like, it's gas. And I was like, oh my God.
Pass away.
To see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I took the picture. We will insert said picture so you all can see it. And he was so nice, so cute. And then, yeah, I sent the picture to my sister and she was freaking out.
Oh,
I know. It was
I
so cute.
That.
And I was like, this is great for the program.
I'm
like,
glad you did it.
Yeah.
Listen, one step closer to Kenny Ortega, baby. That's all I was thinking about.
Uh-huh. One step closer.
We're just bopping our way to the top.
Yep. We are just bopping our way to the top.
We sure are.
Wow.
Jesus.
We're just going our own way.
Just going our own way.
What about us?
What about everything? Yeah. All right. Let's see. Yeah. We can't get into that. But yeah, that was so fun. So cute. While I was doing something on my side of my bucket list.
I love that.
Yeah. Yep, I know you said it.
I love that.
I love that.
Love it.
I have to pretend. I have to forget that because I know. I always say that. Well, I know. It's either that or like retweet.
So, but right, here's the question: same. Do we want to stop saying that? I think no.
I don't think I could, even if I wanted to.
Yeah, that would be. That's the thing. And I love saying love that.
Listen,
I love that.
I love a lot of things,
and I love to love.
Oh, well, we know.
Live that, laugh that, love that.
Period.
Yeah.
The Ten Commandments.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. That was funny.
Not you going instead of going, I love it. You're like, I like that.
I know, aggressively. Oh, I like that. She didn't say love.
I enjoy it.
I enjoy that.
This pleases me. And you know, but I think with an idea, it's like, ooh, I like it though. Like, right. If it's,
you're so right. Like, if we're brainstorming, like, oh,
I like that a lot. Uh-huh. You say that a lot. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. She doesn't love it, but she likes it a lot.
This is giving Coldstone. What do they label the sizes of their ice creams? There's a like it, there's a love it. Yes. There's a gotta have
it. Gotta have it.
Oh my God, you unlocked a memory. I forgot about that. I forgot about Coldstone.
Did you guys get Coldstone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was a Coldstone.
The one by Target.
Yep, by Target. And there was also one right by the movies.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm. And so that was like, usually after the movies, we'd like go to Cold Stone just to like hang out. And maybe like one person would buy an ice cream because like I already spent my money on a movie ticket. Like I don't have enough left for an ice cream.
Right.
But like sometimes, like especially after I started like working and I had like expendable income, then I would be like, oh, I'm getting the ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I loved watching them like smash the Reese cups inside the ice. Like that was my favorite.
Do you think there's like Cold Stone ASMR? Because maybe I would like that.
Gotta be. Absolutely.
What was your order?
It was the cake batter.
Yep.
With cake batter with Reese's peanut butter cups. Yep.
We
could sometimes
share
Heath bars.
Oh,
because I liked the crunch.
So we all did cake batter though.
You did cake batter too.
You did cake batter too.
Cake batter.
You too.
Wow.
Not all of us.
I think we all need to go to Coldstone tonight.
Butterfingers are Reese's in mine.
I also loved Butterfinger too. Yeah.
Ooh. I like the taste of Butterfingers, but I hate the way it like sticks to your teeth.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I agree.
Tea. Whereas Reese's is just smooth and creamy.
Yep.
Goes right down.
Yep.
So Sierra, what about your bucket list?
Yeah, thank you.
My bucket list has been going good, I think. I feel like at the beginning of the summer, I was like consciously like, oh, we're going to like do this thing that I wanted to do and this thing. And now it's more just like I've kind of settled into my routine. I think I'm like crossing things off of it without even like, you know, mentally being like, okay, we're going to do this.
Right.
And now I'm kind of like, oh, I'm just, you know, doing fun things in the summer. Some of them from my bucket list, some of them just spontaneous.
Right.
But it's been fun. It's been such a good summer.
Yeah. It has been. It's been a good time.
It's starting to get really hot though. Like I'm obscenely hot. Like I only spend like under 10 minutes outside and I'm like, okay, that's enough. Thank you. Yeah. And then I go back inside.
I feel like the beginning of summer, it took so long to get hot. It was like
overcast,
cold.
Like every day.
And like rainy.
We were getting Seattle
pretty much
weather.
All of June, honestly.
June gloom.
What the heck was that?
I don't know. Yeah. But now it's like, so hot, no clouds.
Yuck.
I'm like, oh my God.
That's what we get for complaining about the cold.
Yep, exactly.
I've been going to the beach a lot.
You've been doing your sunrise swim.
I did. I finished the sunrise swim video and that was like amazing. And I feel like that kind of like kickstarted me into being like, I want to be at the beach anytime I can. Mm. And like, not just at the beach, like in the ocean.
Right.
So how is that going? Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, it's been, so the sunrise swim was such a cool experience, but different than I thought.
Really?
Which honestly is on me because I had the idea to do this because of all the people I follow who do sunrise swims who live in either Florida or Hawaii, where the ocean is just different, you know?
Right.
Warm bath water.
Yes, warmer and also like less waves.
Okay.
And also the sun rises over the ocean in Florida because they're East Coast. And then depending where you are in Hawaii, whereas for us, we're West Coast, so it rises over the land and sets over the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So we did not have like beautiful pinky like sunrise sky with like still ocean waters. It was like choppy waves and gray haze.
Gotcha.
Let me tell you, that's the San Diego way because that just makes me, I'm like,
you're like, right.
That's usually like, I don't know what.
And I should have known that, right? Like, I'm aware that the sun doesn't rise over the ocean here.
Right.
But in my brain,
like, yeah, it does.
Of course it's going to be as beautiful as Lex Hidalgo's on TikTok.
Right.
But she lives in Florida.
Right.
And I live in San Diego.
Right.
And we did have one day with like a little bit of blue in the sky that we like see through the clouds. And that was really cool. But more than anything, it was just awesome to like have that time out in nature. It definitely like made me feel like connected with my like crunchy side. Mm-hmm. Like I just loved like having my feet in the sand mm-hmm. and like going in the water and just feeling so like connected to the outdoors. And I also just loved having that time with Kenzie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like especially with having kids. We do get to see each other without our kids quite a bit because of like working together. Mm-hmm. But most of the time when we're hanging out as friends, it's with our kids.
Right.
Which is awesome. And I love that our kids are friends and like I love her kids and she loves Grace. But it's you don't get to have like conversations.
Right.
Because you're like, so how was that? Get that out of your mouth. And how right. was that? Oh, you sorry, you need another like applesauce squeezer. Like it is very right. like that.
Right, right.
So
right.
to have that like quiet time in the morning, just like hanging with Kenzie was so nice. And we both like literally after the last day were like, I'm so excited to sleep in tomorrow, but like I'm really sad. I'm gonna miss you a lot.
Aww.
So we're actually doing it again next week.
But also it was like early as fuck.
Yeah, and it's later now because now the sun is rising later, earlier. And the sunrise now is like 6:02 a.m. Whereas when we were going, it was 5:35.
Mm.
So we were. I was waking up at 4:45.
Dude, I watched your last vlog, and you were like, "Hey, I'll check back in when I'm alive." And I was like, "I feel that.
Yeah,
I feel it.
Yeah." Which I saw Jaden got to join Wednesday.
Yes.
That's great. It was so funny because we're in the office and it's like day three or something. And Kenzie and I are talking about it and like how much fun it was. And Jaden's like, oh, my God, like, I'd love to do that. Like after the video's done, like, let's do it together. We're like,
you could just
come tomorrow. And she was so funny. She had so much energy. She was like doing cartwheels on the beach and like dancing around. We're like, Jaden, when you come in at like 11 a.m., you're like dead tired.
Right.
But at 5 a.m, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
It looked fun. I won't be doing it, but I loved watching you guys do it.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Do you guys swim in the ocean?
Yeah, no. I do.
No. Would you ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, no.
So
I don't want to do that.
So recently, I did a sunset swim with my brother.
Beautiful.
We should do that. The waves are chiller, so you're not getting like pummeled.
We'll get you a boogie board.
But here's the thing. It's not really about like the waves. I just have like... I think it's just a lot of sensory stuff. Like the sand, I'm like, ooh. And then the water and then all of the things in the water and the sand. Like it just feels weird to me.
Yeah.
And it's like less about like all of the commotion and less about and more about like the feeling I get.
Right. Because
I went to the beach on the 4th and we got in the water. I got roped into getting in the water for something. Oh, no. I had to pee. That's why I went in the water. I had to pee, and the bathrooms were so far away. Like the house was so far, and I was like, I can't.
Oh my
pee
god!
Right
I
here.
Swim in that. How could you just go in to pee?
I'm just kidding. I'm like, is that not what all the kids are doing?
No, I'm as hell.
Well, jokes on you because I didn't even pee. I couldn't even pee. Like I went in there and I was like, I can't. Like I literally can't. And I was so it was terrible.
Oh my god! So then did you have to walk your
wet
and then I had to walk.
Yep. And I was like, this is why I don't get in the water, because I could have just walked to the bathroom.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, so it sucks. But I'm not opposed to it. On my own, I'm never going to do it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I don't want to like pressure you into it, because like if it's not something that you're going to enjoy, like you don't have to do it. You can swim in a pool.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Or a hot tub.
Right.
That's more
love
your thing.
Love that. Hey, love
but
that.
But I will say the sunset swim was amazing. It was like so just like grounding, and I felt so like in like such like a natural like kind of peaceful state, which I did feel a little bit with the sunrise swims, but the sunset swim, we had this just beautiful pinky sky.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and I were just like diving through the waves. I'm like, let's play mermaids. We're like flopping around,
right.
And I just felt like this overwhelming sense of like connectedness, like to myself, to like the earth. And that's again where I was saying this to Kenzie during the sunrise swim part 2, and she's like, you're so crunchy.
Right.
And I'm like, the amount of times that I said grounded that week,
right.
I'm like, God, I just feel so grounded.
I'm one with the earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
But really, I think, and the sunset swim, I think, is an easier sell because you don't have to wake up early, and it's beautiful.
Right.
So I think if you guys are down,
Maybe we should do a sunset swim.
I could be down.
Absolutely. I was gonna say, maybe you don't get in the water. We just set you up really nicely with some blankets, some snacks. You get to see the sun, yeah. And you can watch us, and then we'll come back and then sit and watch it with you.
You can be grounded right. With your ass on the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Toes also, in the water,
ass in the sand.
Don't you know that song? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Goes listen, to Nashville.
I
once.
Went to Nashville, so now I know all the songs. I know like, all the songs.
Not
now.
To be like so annoying, but we could go tonight. After we wrap the third episode,
Ryan,
we could because sunset's at like 8.
We could get drinks after.
Well, like, we could get you a drink
now. I'm interested.
I feel like if we have a lot of build up for it, right? And you're like, oh no, like it's tomorrow or it's today, like
right.
But if we were just like, yeah, maybe we just go tonight.
I'll think about it.
Yeah? I like think that. About it. I was gonna say, and if it's not tonight, we're gonna schedule this for the next batch.
Yeah, it depends on our hand as well, because like, yeah. Who knows?
Well, that's tea.
Oh, not the hand.
Green beans. Oh yeah, like, green beans. Just call me green bean.
When Sierra was talking about like feeling really grounded and like connected, it was making me think of the sound bite. It's like, do you ever feel like the wind is trying to tell you something?
Yes.
And it's like,
dude, we filmed that.
No way. Of course.
I have to show you. It's literally in my drafts. I'm going to post it when the video's ready.
that is so you guys.
We literally did it.
But that's funny so as y'all. Shit, Sierra. That is so you guys.
And like, that was so on brand for both of them. That is
totally.
I just want you to stop saying crazy shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's is so funny. Good. I'm so glad that sound was on your FYP because mm-hmm. that definitely
I'm so glad
was...
that you like that exchange just happened. That's so funny.
And you know what's funny? That was a textbook case of my beige flag of the night before being like, oh, mm-hmm. And what about this TikTok? Like, we uh-huh. had planned out our short form for Sunrise Swim like a week before. We had it like which days, what we're filming.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sent Kenzie that. I'm like, we should film this tomorrow.
Right.
And she was like, yes.
Yeah. Right. Right.
That is so funny. I love it.
I love that too.
But yeah, so I've been doing the Sunrise Swim. That's been a lot of fun. Spending a lot of time at the beach. Been doing so many like farmers markets and street fairs with Grace. And she is just at like such a fun age. And having a toddler in the summer, so fun.
Ugh, I can imagine.
So fun. Like I think back to like last summer, which she was a toddler, but she wasn't like walking yet. She was like stumbling. And then the year before she was like 6 weeks old.
Right.
And, you know, and when the summer started. And I feel like this summer I'm just having so much fun with her. And there's so much, especially in San Diego, that we can go do. Like, we went that was the first thing I checked off my bucket list. We went strawberry picking.
Oh.
Right.
And, like, when
she
we
got to walk
she
over
got
her,
to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
She loved it.
Yeah.
She loved it. And she's just having so much fun. We're gardening together all the time. We're just spending a ton of time outdoors. We just hit 600 hours.
Oh, wow. Yes. Saw
snap
that.
1,000 hours.
You went to the fair.
I went to the
fair. Oh, that's right. I saw that. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Jess, you have the bucket list pulled up.
I do.
What have I not checked off yet?
That's iconic. What have I not done? Yeah. I'm like,
what do
I'm
I need like... to do in the next couple weeks?
All right. We're going to list them off. Ryan, have you been on a boat activity with your friends?
No, not yet.
Good. Sierra, have you swam with the leopard sharks in La Jolla?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
But I want to.
Excited too.
It's funny. We were actually going to do that one of the mornings for Sunrise Swim. But then when we realized how cloudy it was until like 10 a.m. every day, you need like good light and visibility for snorkeling, you know?
Right, right.
So go camping is on your Sierra.
I'm doing that this weekend.
Oh my gosh. Going up to the Sierras. I'm very excited.
Oh. The Sierras.
Yeah.
Not Sierra. Sierra.
I love Sierra in the Sierras.
Yeah. I love that.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I love camping.
What do you think is your favorite thing? Like when you're like, I'm going camping, I'm most looking forward to this moment.
After you've had dinner, but before it's dark, and you're like sitting in your camping chairs around the fire, and the sun has finally gone below the trees, so it's not hot anymore, and you hear the river rushing, and everyone's just kind of hanging out. And when we did that last year, Grace had just taken her first steps, I think. And she was walking back and forth between like my chair and like a pile of sticks that we had for the fire.
Right.
And she spent like an hour just like walking sticks back and forth. And I was like, this is childhood.
Right.
Like being like, I'm out in the forest with my parents and I'm just going to walk back and forth and play with these sticks.
Right.
Yeah. Like she didn't need us to entertain her. She didn't need us to, like, bring out a bunch of toys. She just needed a stick.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, I just love – and I remember that, you know, as a kid.
Yeah, being so entertained and fulfilled by anything.
The like cardboard boxes. Yeah. Like, why anytime they unbox anything, I was like, please let me keep this
box. Can I have this box?
Yeah.
I'm like, the it's a mansion. Fridge boxes?
Yes. Oh my God. Gosh. If they got new furniture, I'm like, oh, yep. Brilliant.
I'm like, forward it up. Let's go.
Yep. Building a city.
When a package would get delivered, which was so much less common, you know, back then.
Yeah. Totally.
And my dad would pull out the bubble wrap and be like, here.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'd go to town.
Best day.
Wow.
Yeah. Pop, 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 pop.
You're so right. I didn't even, I have not thought about the rarity that was like getting something delivered. Like that's so like everyday. Anything, all things are delivered now.
And they don't really use bubble wrap anymore.
I'll tell you what Amazon does do. Give me a box this big and then the items like this. I'm like,
please.
Respectfully, I don't know the Amazon recycling process or what that has to do, but please sort it out because sometimes I just be ordering an eyeliner and I don't need a box that big.
Right.
Or they put like two boxes, like because the box was so small they had to put it within a smaller box. I'm like
just put the label on the box.
And then I'm like, I gotta recycle this box somehow, even more than just I need to use it.
But like I'm not building forts anymore, so what am I using this for?
I know.
Yeah. Maybe you gotta build forts. Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe
that is
it.
The problem.
The next sleepover, we're building forts.
Yeah.
And then like swimming in the ocean.
Yeah. Done. I like it.
Yes, yeah, Sierra, the only thing on here I think you haven't done yet, other than camping and leopard sharks, is any updates on monthly date nights with Steven for the summer.
Ooh. Oh. We have not gone on any dates. No, actually, no, we did. We did one. We did a night at Disneyland, just the two of us.
Aww.
And he has always wanted to eat at this restaurant called Carthay Circle.
Ooh.
In California Adventure. Yeah. It's like a pretty nice restaurant. It's like modeled after the famous movie theater where Snow White first premiered.
Oh.
And it's like right when you walk into California Adventure and there's that big building.
Is it like white?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It looks like old, right?
Yes.
Okay, totally.
So he has always wanted to eat there and it books up like pretty much immediately because reservations open up 60 days in advance. Jeez. And he just talks and talks and talks about how much he wants to eat there. So like 2 months before, so this was like back in May, I was like, okay, I am gonna like plan out a day to set an alarm and like book a reservation when the next window opens up.
Right.
So I like found a day that like worked for our schedules. I like got childcare figured out for Grace before I even made the reservation. And then I was like on with the alarm, you know, waiting to book it. And I got a reservation and I didn't tell Steven until like 2 days before. I was like,
so romantic.
I know, it's so cute.
It was really fun.
Aww.
And then we got to see the new Rogers the Musical and we just like ran around and, you know, it was like, for us, you know, we met at Disneyland, which I bring it back to the group chat question I never answered. We met at Disneyland.
Oh my God, we totally
So like going back there, just the two of us is really special because it's like, oh my gosh, like this is where we used to go on a lot of dates. This is where we met.
Right.
This is like,
it feels very flirty, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It like brings us back. Mm-hmm. And so it was fun. The meal at Carthay Circle was good. It was expensive, but I think it was like totally worth it just for the experience, but it was most exciting to see how much it meant to Steven. And he was like, wait, you booked this so long ago. Like you like thought to do that and knew that I'd want to do that. And so it was fun. Aww. But that's the only date night we've done.
Well, that is definitely
really
good.
That's special. A great and there's so many more summer nights. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that's just so thoughtful of you, like putting the alarm and planning.
The effort.
Yeah, it's the effort. Mm.
You guys have been so busy. The fact that you like took off and went to Anaheim and spent time together when there were like so many other things that you had to do and could do. And you were like, I'm going to spend time with you.
The day before I was so busy with work. It's funny that you bring that up. I was like so busy and I was like stressing trying to like get these deadlines hit. And Steven's like, we can just cancel tomorrow. Like, it's not a big deal. And I was like, no.
Actually, we can't.
No, we cannot. This can wait. This cannot.
Yeah,
love that. So, when you can hit a baby, dough. It's no, I got this.
Don't worry. I'll take care of it.
Yeah. Honey, we're still going. Yeah. Don't you worry.
That's so cute.
All it took was just like a little bit of planning. And it's like, that made so much more special just because, like, Steven's been mentioning it.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one of those things, like, in relationships, especially if you've been together for a long time or even like a little time and you get comfortable with stuff, like having to go out of your way to like plan this whole thing, especially it's like not an anniversary, it's not a birthday, like it's just like a random Tuesday, you know, whatever, like stuff like that though goes a long way. And just kind of like, I mean, I don't know what it for you, but like I feel like it was kind of like a jolt and like, oh yeah, like we're in love, like this is like we're like doing this together, you know, because you get so like into your lives and then the regular mundaneness of like living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like something like that is like so like, ooh, baby, I can't wait to take you home. You know what I mean?
you're so right too in that like it's so easy to get wrapped up in just like, oh, we're doing life together. I think especially having kids. It's like you so easily get into the routine of like we work really well together as like partners, right? And we have a good routine and we have like a great, you know, flow of our life and everything, right?
That's the love.
That's it. That's the love. That's the relationship.
Yeah.
And then it's so important, I think, to have those moments, whether it's like watching a movie together on the couch or going out on a date or whatever it is, to be like, oh, outside of like being each other's rock in life, like we love each other and we want to be spending time together,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like I am actively choosing to spend this time like going and doing something fun with you like we did when we were getting to know each other.
Right.
And it's not that now I need to get to know you or there's, you know, we have to carve out a certain amount of time to like right. hit a quota. It's like I want to be with you.
Right.
And that's so simple. But like it is such a, I feel like an important reminder.
Oh, yeah. It's just so easy to think that like, oh, well, you know, like, of course we love each other. And of course, like, I love you and I spend time with you because we do every day. But like taking the time to do something you probably aren't normally doing.
Yeah.
Just to do it.
And like, it just takes effort doing it. To like, yeah, oh, yeah. to like, just like that small thing of like, oh my God, I need to plan ahead of time and let me set an alarm. Like just that right. alone helps so much mm-hmm. because for my bucket list item that I told you guys, I was like, oh my God, I really want to have a like picnic type of situation at the sunset. But like, we always say we're going to, but we never plan to do it. So I told Ryan, I was like, hey babe, I would like, we go to the beach all the time or whatever. I was like, but I would like to set this up as like a date night between you and I, where we watch the sunset and we like pick up some food and we just hang out together. And he was like, oh my God, like, let's absolutely do that. And I was like, let's set a day because if not, we're just going to say, because it ends up, I'm sending everything on Instagram. Oh, we should do this. We should, we should see this. We should, we've talked about all the bajillion things, but it's like that little effort that you have to put to actually take that step. So I set the date and I saw the pics.
It would just so happen.
It was so cute. I know.
So we literally were like, all right, let's go get our, we packed up our little blankets, our little beers. We picked up Five Guys with some fries and some milkshakes and just bundled up and just watched the sunset. And it was so sweet. And I remember just feeling an immense amount of gratitude and just telling him like, I'm so grateful that we did this and we took the time and I'm so in love with you, baby.
I like you, but I love you.
Yeah.
It's both, right? It's like, I love you, but also I like you. Like, I like you as a person.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I love you. And like, we're here, we're in it to win it. But like, I actually like you. Like, you're kind of cool. Like, you're my friend.
Yeah.
You're my, and I make plans to hang out with my friend. I should make plans to hang out with you.
I love that.
I love that. Here's like, anytime anyone like calls us out on like anything like that, then we just end up doing it so much more.
We just double down.
Yeah.
It fuels us.
It does. Keep it coming.
That's how I feel about like anytime I get a comment about like my body hair, like my armpit hair. Someone's like, that is so gross. I'm like,
bet.
What is that?
Me too.
Yeah.
And there's some things like that I'm just like, I feel like the more someone says it, the more I'm like, And maybe that's like the younger sister in me.
Oh, right.
Like, that bothers you? It bothers you? Well, let me do that some more.
I'm going to just do it just to piss you off. Yeah, I feel that.
Like, I remember if my brother didn't like a show and it was my turn to watch TV and we were fighting, I'd put on that show.
Obviously.
Like, even if I didn't like it that much.
Right, but he hated it,
I know you don't like it.
To spite you, I will.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. And you have to watch it because it's my turn.
It's my turn.
Oh,
and also, imagine wasting your turn.
I know.
Not even watching what you want to watch, but, like, just want to piss off your brother.
Listen, sometimes there are levels.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
That's so
anyways.
Funny.
How's your bucket list going?
I mean, it's not going well. I checked off like going to flea markets and like estate sales and stuff. I did do that. I've done a few of those actually, but I haven't. I still need to. I think my number one thing that I really want to do is like I want to do a beach Airbnb situation, and I want to go on a road trip with Ryan. I really want. Well. For a minute, we couldn't because there was no car. But now we have a car.
Okay.
And now we have a self-driving car.
I'm like, you have a Tesla.
I want to go,
it's
bro.
Giving. Now's the time to pitch it to
that's
be
what
like,
I
look,
said.
Baby.
No, I literally, we got in the car and I was like, okay, so where are we going? Where are you taking me?
Right.
Yeah.
Where are we going to go? And he said he wanted to go, not Malibu. He said he wanted to go to some beach that's like not close.
Laguna?
Maybe.
Is it Victoria Beach?
Why does that sound like something?
Okay, so it has this giant circle pool. We'll put a picture on screen. I was actually, when you're like, I hate the ocean, but I could do with a pool, and I don't know about the beach, because it's literally this like man-made thing with next to this old pirate tower looking thing.
Okay.
It's super fun. You walk down, it's beautiful, but it's in like, it's a little bit north of Dana Point, but it's considered Laguna.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe that's what he said. I don't know what he said, but that sounds like something I can pitch. now that we have a car, that's what I really want. Just want to go on a road trip. So that, if you guys have any other suggestions as well, let me know, because I'm down.
Yeah. How question, do you have like how far you want like the road trip? Do you want it like a 2 hour or like 6 hours?
Oh, I'm down for whatever.
Okay. All right.
I'm game. Listen, I'm not driving, so I really don't care.
And you have a Tesla now, so like, we could just stop and charge.
Right.
And
I feel like you should do a road trip to San Francisco.
Ooh.
Stop halfway up. And actually, you'll have to have Ryan text Steven, because Steven has like a mattress that fits perfectly in the back of a Tesla. So you put the seats down and it's like pretty comfy. We slept in there before. And you guys could stop at a campground, sleep in the Tesla, and then continue up to San Francisco.
Ooh. Oh. Say less.
All right.
Say less. Okay. Noted.
Yep. Yeah.
So that's what we'll be doing.
And you know what? You don't even have to buy the mattress. You can just borrow ours. Oh.
And you know what? Double win. We love that.
She'll
love
be camping.
That. Yeah.
So you need to get some bug spray.
Girl.
But you're sleeping in the Tesla.
Right.
So, oh, right.
And we're not going road tripping to camp.
You're right.
Girl.
Yeah. Right.
No,
you're
that
and it
is
has,
not. Right.
It has so a camp right. mode where it turns on a little fireplace on the screen.
Stop.
You're shitting me right
bro,
now.
I can't. Honestly, Teslas are so like, they're really cool, but they're so like unserious.
I know, right? Like the fart sounds.
Yes. You can make your Tesla fart.
Yeah.
Is it a like already programmed in thing, or do you have to like download something and
programmed in?
So unserious. So unserious.
There are other things you can program in.
Right.
But the like, that is one of them that is already programmed in.
It's necessary, I guess. But point is, I have some checking off of the bucket list to do moving forward. But yes.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? Speaking of Teslas, Grace's new favorite thing, because you know how she'll like attach to things for like a couple weeks and then kind of move on. One of her things right now is she loves that Saweetie song where she goes, beep, beep, is that my Bessie and a Tessie? And she will all the time go, beep, beep, Bessie, Tessie. And when I ask her who her best friend is, which of course she always says Heartland, I'm like, who's your best friend? She'll go, Har, beep, beep, Bessie, Tessie.
Iconic.
That shit is so cute.
I love
go
that.
Go ask her downstairs.
We
like,
will.
Best friend, beep, beep, Bessie, Tessie.
Tessie?
That is
bro,
so,
that's so
cute.
Funny. I love that.
You have a cool little bestie. That's so cool. That's so cool. I love that.
I do too. I love that.
Yeah. Love that.
Love that.
It's also so funny. She started saying that she misses people. Like, she'll be like playing, like talking on the phone, and she'll be like, hi, Gemma, miss you, miss you. She said she missed you the other day, Jess.
Oh, my cold dead heart.
And I'm sure after you guys leave, she's going to be saying like, right. Miss Ryrie, Miss P, Miss Ryrie. Like, she will, like, think about people and then, like, tell me that she misses them. I'm trying to think if there's any other, like, little funny things that she's doing right now. There's the Bessie Tessie.
Period.
I think that you should get Grace one of those tiny little Teslas. The,
I
for
saw
the children.
One.
Oh my
I literally
gosh.
Saw the little baby Tesla cars at the dealership.
Maybe
and
when
I was
she's
like,
a little
cute.
Older. Yeah. But like, how funny would it be?
So funny.
She's pulling up.
Beep, beep.
Bessie,
is that
Tessie.
My Bessie?
That's
and
so
fucking Tessie?
Cute. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Love that.
Good.
Well, on that note, y'all got anything else to say?
No. I love that. I love this.
I love all of this.
Yeah. I love all this. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in, watching, listening. We love you guys so much. Be sure to text us in the group chat. Leave a cute little comment below. Subscribe. We're still trying to get 100K. So hit that subscribe button. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever y'all can do all that stuff. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.